Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Rangers looking into the reason that caused a kayaker to drown this week on one of the big lakes, the biggest lake in the Yellowstone National Park. Tracy Taylor shares the details we have.
Yellowstone National Park officials are investigating after the body of a Colorado kayaker was found in Yellowstone Lake. The National Park Service's 41-year-old Brandon Rea was discovered Monday floating in the water near Rock Point in the Bridge Bay area. Rangers also found personal belongings and a capsized kayak nearby. Park officials have not released details on what led to the incident and say the investigation remains ongoing. No additional information was immediately available. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
While the Marshall Mountain Recreation Area outside Missoula presses ahead with development plans into a public area fueled in part by an $800,000 fund that was recently announced, there are still some legal moves in the fight with a couple that tried to buy the former ski resort a few years ago. Nick Northern updates the case.
A long-running legal battle over Marshall Mountain near Missoula has taken another turn. The Montana Supreme Court recently ruled in favor of an out-of-state couple who had agreed to buy the property back in 2021 before the deal fell apart amid concerns about future public access. The court sided with the buyers, saying the sellers couldn't make major changes to the agreement after the fact. Now, while Marshall Mountain is now owned by Missoula County and remains open to the public, the lawsuit itself is not over. The case will be heading back to district court, where a judge will determine whether buyers are entitled to damages. If you'd like the full story of how the dispute unfolded, we've got it on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
A major milestone announced this week for Montana's public school fund. Governor Gianforte and the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation announcing the state trust land permanent fund had reached a whopping $1 billion. DNRC Director Amanda Castor credited the milestone to the workers managing the working lands under the direction of the land board. This is the Montana State News Network.